Welcome back to another episode of the Adam Schefter Podcast, and it's here, Free Agent Week. And because it's Free Agent Week, we're going to be joined by a couple of notable free agents, the former Bears Pro Bowl offensive lineman, Kyle Long, who at the age of 32 has decided to come out of retirement and head into free agency and back to the NFL. He'll talk about what he's looking for in this upcoming podcast. And we'll be joined by the tight end of the Tennessee Titans, Jonnu Smith, Mr. Easy Money himself. And you'll get the meaning of that once you hear his comments to us about what his free agent experience may be like and what he's looking for in a new home. And interestingly enough, I got a text last week from Jonnu Smith's former or current general manager, John Robinson, the Titans GM. And he sent me a text last week of a text that somebody from a 615 area code in Tennessee sent to him. And the text reads, "Hey, J-Rob, just wanted to give you my input on this year's cap situation and how to approach it and most players on the team without going over the cap. Signed, Carl Lawson, Kyle Van Noy, Roy Robertson Harrison, also Marvin Jones or Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith or Kyle Rudolph, and then draft J.C. Horn if there's maybe even a trade back into later first and snag a player on the defensive side in the round and get an early second round pick to boost the defense. Also, re-sign some of our players like the Buccaneers and Arizona Cardinals did without taking too much of a cap hit by signing them to multi-year deals. Thank you. I would love a respond back and let me know what you think of it." Exclamation point, Adam Schefter, 615 area code, sent to the Titans general manager, John Robinson. So somebody is impersonating me, suggesting moves to the Titans general manager about how Tennessee should approach free agency. John Robinson sent it to me. I laughed. I was like, what the heck is this? And I realized I actually get a lot of calls from people impersonating people. "Hey, Adam, want to let you know, this is Deshaun Watson. I'm being traded to Team X." Or, "This is the agent for Russell Wilson. I'm being traded to Team X." This happens all the time. So it's nice to know that I am not the only one who is called by these moronic people who think that they're actually going to convince me or John Robinson or anyone else that they call that they're impersonating somebody else. Regular part of the business, but it's free agency week and it's usually a nutty week, and it's signified there in that text that somebody sent to John Robinson impersonating me in a way that, frankly, his language is horrendous, this guy. I mean, just horrendous. You got to see this, but that's a story for another day. The stories of this week are the stories of free agents. And just like draft week changes the lives of players for the indefinite future, free agent week has the chance to do the very same thing for select players. Now, this is a different year because the cap is down to $182.5 million. And it's much lower than teams and players expected it to be. So here's what I think is going to happen this week. I think the top players, the very top players, are still going to make their money. But the players beneath that, the middle class of players, they're going to have a tough time getting the type of money that they ordinarily would in a normal free agent market. It's just not going to happen for them the way it would in an ordinary free agent year when so many teams are having to scale back. Now, there are certain teams that have been planning for this, budgeting for this, and waiting for this, and are ready to spend. And there will be some teams that spend, but there will not be a lot of teams that spend. And I think it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out, considering that last year's cap was $198.2 million, and this year's is $182.5 million. So it's dropped almost $17 million from what it was last year. And it's supposed to be about $210 this year, and it's now going to be $185.2 million, so it's down almost $25 million there. Not as much money to go around. It's going to create a buyer's market for teams, and there are going to be bargains to be had later on into free agency. That's just how I think this is going to play out. Two of the free agents that we hope land big, lucrative deals are Kyle Long and Jonnu Smith. First, we will hear from the former first-round pick of the Chicago Bears in 2013, a man who went to three Pro Bowls before he retired after the 2000 2019 season, but now he is ready to return, and he's here today. Before we get into today's episode, I have a few things I need to tell you about. Daily Wager is ESPN's newest podcast for all your betting information on tonight's games. Listen every weekday afternoon for the latest info on the biggest games and plays. That's Daily Wager. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if there were a bracket of my favorite sports traditions, filling out a bracket would be champion. Love taking on my friends and family in ESPN Tournament Challenge and beating every single one of them on the rare occasion that I do. Sign up now for ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus. Use Bracket Predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. And now, on to the first guest today, the former Bears three-time Pro Bowl guard, Kyle Long. Kyle?
Yo.
How you doing? It's Adam.
What's going on, Adam?
Thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it, man. I'm just at a breakfast spot. I stepped outside with a cup of Joe for this.
What breakfast spot are we at?
Well, we train at a field by a skate park in Chandler, Arizona, and there's a little snooze spot down the street here, and it's great, man. Good burritos, good little green chili sauce.
Sounds good. Wish I were there.
It is. I wish you were too.
We could do this over burritos and green chili instead of over the phone. It'd be very nice.
How's everything going with you? Very busy, I assume.
You know what? This is a rough week, Kyle. This is a rough week. This week, I told my producer, Christina, who's on the line, I basically move into a downstairs bedroom on the other end of my house, and I don't see my wife or daughter in the house. Because usually I'd be in Bristol, Connecticut, but I'm not going there. So I'm in my house, and now I try to seal it off and make it like I'm gone. Like, I'm gone. I'm not here. I'm gone, if that makes any sense. And it goes on round the clock, and I can't say I enjoy the week. It's almost like finals week at college. And when you get through it, you feel just relieved and glorious. It's a great feeling getting done with the week.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
How do you let loose after this?
I just keep doing it. You know what? I know how I let loose? I know I don't have to be.
You're a psychopath.
Well, you know what? I know that I don't have to be on guard at 2 a.m. That's how I let loose. That's what I'll do.
That's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, you can sleep. You can watch a movie. You can shut your phone off.
No, I can't shut my phone off, but I can try to sleep, and I could try to watch a movie, though I don't have the attention span for that. And so, but it's interesting. But let me ask you a question. How come we decided to come back?
I love the game. I decided a while ago that I was going to come back. I'll be honest with you, Adam. I tried to make a go at it once I was released with the Bears, but I had lost too much weight initially after that. And, you know, I just have been steadily putting it back on and building up with the workouts we've been doing. I'm working out here with Taylor Boggs and Larry Warford and some great guys I've known for a while. And it's a very low-key garage gym. And we work out at the field right down the street. I mean, we're doing full individual period. I'm just preparing my body for the stuff that's going to come. And the best way to do that is to try to simulate it.
How much weight did you lose during the course of your brief retirement?
I got to like 265, I think. I was looking pretty slick there, you know. I couldn't find my t-shirt most days. I was walking around with my shirt off most days.
It's interesting because you see football players go through a transformation when they're done playing. And usually it's most striking and jarring with an offensive lineman. Like, there are people that I remember covering in Denver that I would see, and they look like literally half the man they used to be.
Yeah, well, the good thing for me is I got a big frame and my legs and I got a big butt, big legs. So it's not like those things went anywhere. I noticed it in my face a lot. Yeah. I must have been carrying 20 pounds in my freaking jowls, man.
And how much weight are you back up to right now, Kyle?
I was 313 this morning after I woke up.
Wow. And you feel like your body, like, just like, I'm gearing up mentally for the free agent week ahead. You're gearing up physically. Are you up for doing that? Are you ready for that?
I'm absolutely ready for it. I hope. I'm just looking forward to the opportunity, Adam. I just hope. I hope I get to find a really good spot that I fit in well with the the offensive line room and the coaches. I've never been in a situation where I get to make a decision on this because it's always been made for me with being drafted by the Bears and so on and so forth. So it's a unique opportunity, but I'm ready to rock, Adam.
7 years in Chicago, Kyle, right? What are you looking for now after going through that experience? What would be an ideal scenario? Would it be in Arizona where you could go to the same burrito and chili place for breakfast, or are we looking for something else?
Well, good thing that burritos and green chili is popular mostly everywhere, Adam. And, you know, I really can't answer that, as you know, but I will say that it's going to be all about the fit for me. I mean, I know that there's a lot of moving parts, and obviously the cap has been moved and much has been made about that. And, you know, you look at Kansas City and those two tackles have been let go, and they're two of the better guys in the NFL. So it's shocking. It's a unique year with the COVID effect on teams and the money situation. So I'm just looking for a great fit. And I know that if you build it, they will come.
Yep. And you've played guard and you've played tackle. When you come back and play now, what would be ideally the position you'd like to play?
Whatever they want me to play, I'll play it. you know, I've played a lot of both, so it's not like I have more experience with one or the other. I'm comfortable. It's like riding a bike, you know? It's like riding a bike.
That's a talent to be able to play both. I mean, it's very different, right?
No, I thought you were saying riding a bike is a talent.
that too. That for some people it is. For
you
me,
know what?
It is
for an offensive lineman. Some guys are just so rigid, and I play guard or I play tackle. And I was at the thought process always, I'm down to play wherever it can help my team win. And I got moved around a little bit in Chicago, and we were able to make that happen the right way. And I've been lucky there. And I guess maybe I haven't been snake bitten, and I'm just, you know, naive enough to say I can do it. But I feel great. My mind's in a great space. I'm just missing the game, man. I got to cover it on the media side this year, and it was awesome. CBS was an incredible employer, and I had awesome colleagues. But we didn't get to hit anybody, Adam.
Well, you could hit some of your fellow panelists on the show. It just wouldn't have worked out very well.
Yeah, my buddy Jonathan Jones across the desk from me, I think he was asking to get hit a couple times. He's my good friend, but he always kept me in check on Sunday mornings.
What did you learn working in the media and being away from the game for 1 year?
I got to learn of the scope of this league, understanding, getting some perspective outside of the locker room, outside of the lines. It was a really unique opportunity. I'm glad I did it. I needed to take some time, figure out what was important to me. And it's obvious. It's clearer than ever now for me. I love this game. I've given everything to this game. It's given everything to me, and I'm not done with it.
When you were in Chicago, you had a lot of different injuries, Kyle. Shoulder, hip, foot, triceps, ankle, finger. I guarantee I'm missing some. Which was the most painful injury that you had to play through somehow, some way?
Probably the fingers, man. Those things suck. I don't know if you've ever broken a finger, but I remember Julius Peppers got three of my fingers in my right hand into a spot where they're not supposed to be, and they stayed there after the play. And I ended up clubbing my hand up like a boxer's mitt, and that helped a lot. It took everything away. But yeah, fingers suck. You ask any O-line, D-lineman, don't touch my fingers, man.
Really? Really? Are they
in the moment? It's in the moment, like when you're playing and you have a jammed finger, that's the worst thing. That's like the hardest thing to play through.
Wow. Is it disfigured at all today, Kyle? Like if I looked down at your hand right now, would fingers be turned every which way like they are on some offensive linemen that I've seen?
No, I mean, I got a sweet looking pinky that makes a little, you know, left turn on me, but every guy that's playing has a finger here, a finger there. That's the thing. It's not a unique thing to me. Everybody's got stuff.
You know, that's amazing. Honestly, when I know you played with a torn labrum in your shoulder and had the foot and the triceps, I did not expect you to say finger.
Yeah, finger. I'm telling you, bro. That's why I was listening to Joe Rogan said that if the chimpanzees attack you, they go straight for the fingers first, man, and the eyeball. Wow. They know what they're doing.
Wow. Wow. And now would you say you are physically set and ready to move forward, like healthy, feel great, all that?
Yeah. Put me in the spaceship. Send me on the mission. I'm ready to rock.
When's the last time your body felt this fresh and invigorated, Kyle?
I think the day that we signed Akeem Hicks in Chicago. you sign up for – no, I'm serious. You sign up for Akeem Hicks, and you're going to have your hands full for the next few years in practice. And I remember at the beginning I was just feeling so good. I haven't felt that good since – this good since then. Since, I guess, I don't know what year that was, 2016, 15?
He was that much of a monster to try to block every day in practice, right?
Oh, my God, Akeem. Yeah, it's like fighting a bear.
Who was the toughest guy you ever had to go up against?
Oh, there's so many. It would be so hard to put my finger on that, but I'll just name a few guys. You know, Fletcher Cox, Akeem Hicks, Geno Atkins was a stud, Ndamukong Suh. When I had him in Detroit, he was an absolute monster. And there's so many guys. Aaron Donald, obviously, is at the top of the list. He's the apex predator in the NFL right now. The names go on and on. Mike Daniels is another guy that was great. There's a lot of guys.
That is a very hard way to make a living, Kyle. You're bringing up those apex predators, and they all are apex predators. And I'm just thinking, as you're reciting all those names, I don't know that that's the way that I would want to make my living. I certainly couldn't. I would get thrown around like a ragdoll. But to stand in front of those guys and try to head them off and keep them at bay, that's brutal, man. That's a tough job.
It's a blast. And the thing that's great is you get four of your best buddies on the offensive line, and you figure out how to neutralize these guys. And, they get paid a lot of money too, these D linemen. So we understand sometimes they make plays, but it is a lot of fun being on that line with your boys, and it's priceless.
And as we head into this week, Kyle, you've never been a free agent before. What do you think the experience will be like? Do you have any expectations?
In regard to the process?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what, I want to lose my phone at this point. I'd like to just go into the gym and lose my phone, but you know how that is. So I've been in communication with a bunch of teams, and my agent, Jeff Nally, has been doing a great job letting me just train and hang out and play golf. And he's handling a lot of that stuff, but we're going to have some workouts here soon. And I'm sending out some video today on my Instagram, KyleLong75. Of me doing some football specific stuff, and that video will be sent to all the GMs. And yeah, we're excited, man. It's been a fun week, hectic in a good way.
And this upcoming week will be even more hectic, perhaps. Will you take visits, Kyle? Are you planning to do that at all?
I'm not really sure yet. I know that we have a few opportunities to do that, but I just got to handle today, man.
And you're 32. You come back now. Any idea how much longer you want to keep doing this?
I mean, at the end in Chicago, I was telling myself I could, I knew I could play another 5-6 years. But right now, our mission is play 1 year as best we can and regroup there.
Your father, Howie, your brother, Chris, they approve of this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad's actually recovering right now. He had full shoulder replacement yesterday or Ooh. 2 days ago.
Ooh.
He's been putting that off for too long. So now he may be a training partner of mine soon. You never know, Adam.
Well, if he's had a shoulder replaced, he might be ready to come out of retirement and play. We could have two Longs come out of retirement and play. And then if it's contagious enough, maybe then Chris would do it too.
Yeah, I was sitting with two of my buddies, and my dad called me. He's getting ready to go into the surgery. And I was on FaceTime. He could see my two buddies, and he said, "Hey, I beat both of you guys to the inside." And they started laughing. And then when the laughter stopped, he said, "And when you over-adjusted, I'd hump you outside."
I guarantee he still could do it.
Dude. I said, "You're sick."
I guarantee he still could do it. I guarantee it. I mean, he's a tough dude.
Yeah.
He's a tough dude. Hey, Kyle, I really appreciate you taking some time. I wish you a lot of luck this week. It's going to be fun to see you where you wind up. Fun to see you back in the league. And lots of luck with everything ahead. And thank you for the time today.
All right, partner. Thanks.
Could hear what a smart guy Kyle Long is and how he is ready for this next opportunity. Wherever it is, I'm sure he's going to have plenty of chances. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any eight-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature eight-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza, better. Because it has to be. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Adam today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Adam.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From a former Pro Bowl guard, currently a free agent, to the Tennessee Titans, free agent tight end Jonnu Smith. Jonnu?
Yo, what's going on?
How are you?
Good, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Thank you very much for taking some time. What is it like to be Jonnu Smith right now as we get ready for free agency to open on Monday at noon Eastern?
It's an exciting time, man. Just, just being able to, go through this, just watching on TV, it's an exciting time, man. It's, life-changing. So, I was looking forward to, my destination, wherever that may be, man. And just, just counting down these next couple of days. Just been training, working hard, eating good. And just trying to enjoy these next couple of days.
When you say life changing, what does that mean?
I mean, well, of course, financially, But, just also it's a new destination, man. It could be the same destination. You never know.
Right.
And, being able to experience something, all over again or new, just maybe possibly being part of a new organization, getting to know people in your organization, fans, it's an awesome thing, man.
You say life-changing, and when you signed your rookie contract in May of 2017, it was a 4-year, $3.1 million contract. And that's great money. That's great money. But if you get $3.1 million a year right now, John, we got a problem. Right?
Yeah, man. I'm going to let my agent do all the negotiations.
That's what he does, right?
We might have a serious problem if that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, But nah, I mean, I think I'm pretty confident, man. You know what I mean? That, you know, that he'll get the job done the way we want it. So, you know, I think he'll do phenomenal. We'll do phenomenal.
You're 25 years old, Jonnu, right? Like, you are entering the prime of your career, and you scored 7 touchdowns this year. What was the difference this year for the 7 touchdowns compared to the other years where there wasn't as much production in the red zone?
I think you're missing a couple TDs, though, man.
Am I missing a couple, man?
Come on, give me all my credit.
Wait, hold on. I see 7. Are you? Let's see. I see 7 TDs, Jonnu. Am I missing something?
You're definitely missing something.
I see a rushing TD. That's 8 TDs.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. Let me update that. Jonnu, 8 touchdowns, right? Each touchdown's money, man. It's money.
It's definitely money. It's definitely right? money. Yeah, it's definitely money, man. But you said what was the difference in the, you know, just the production?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for one, man, just getting familiar, you know, with my QB. You know, him coming into the system last year, you know, halfway through the season, just playing catch up with us and, you know, being able to get that off season with him this full off season, this past year, I'm sorry. And, you know, just get on the same page, man, and, you know, just connecting, you know, making plays in practice, you know, ultimately leads to success on Sunday. So, you know, it's just a process, man, that, you know, that just took time and, you know, it just manifests.
Now, how much attention do you pay to the fact that teams are strapped up against the cap? Many of them, the cap has gone down this year. Not the best year to be a free agent. And there are some decent quality free agent tight ends out there as well, Jonnu. How much attention do you pay to the market environment, I guess we shall call it?
You know, well, it is what it is. You can't ignore the elephant in the room. Yeah. For me, you know, my thing is, you know, the guys – you know, that deserve what they do, they're going to get what they do. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's unfortunate, man. But, you know, that's just the economy that we're dealing with right now. You know, not only in the NFL, but, you know, and kind of, you know, a lot of different businesses, man. So it's just something that, you know, that we're dealing with right now. I can't let it affect me or my mood. You know what I mean? It's what we're dealing with right now. And like I said, I think the guys that deserve what they deserve will get what they deserve.
Now, you left open the idea that it's possible you could go back to Tennessee, but when you look into your crystal ball, what would your new home look like? What are you looking for when you hit the free agent market this week?
Man, honestly, man, it's just being honest, man. It may sound cliche, but, you know, wherever, you know, the destination may be, man, wherever, you know, my fate lands me, man, I'm going to be happy. You know, I'm a spiritual man. I consider myself a very spiritual man, so. But the man upstairs leading me, man, that's where I'll be. And, you know, I don't really have, you know, a preference. You know, of course, you know, it'd be, you know, like a dream come true to, you know, to stay, you know, with the team that drafted you know, your whole career. You know, hopefully everything goes great, but I understand the business. Yeah. But like I said, man, wherever that may be, man, I'm, you know, going to get that organization my all, as I always do, and as I always will.
But you're not opposed to going west or east or north or south, you're wide open.
I'm kind of, you know, loving this Florida Miami weather, you know, man. I'm kind of enjoying this weather. You know what I'm saying? I know it's not like that all across the world, man. You know, all across the country, but definitely enjoying this weather right now. So,
well, you know, Jonnu, I could think of a team in Northern Florida that has the number one overall pick, that has a little bit of cap room, that you played in the division against. That would keep you in Florida like that. That, you know, honestly, I wasn't thinking about teams, but as you're talking about Florida, the thought occurred to me. I'm like, well, the Dolphins, they've got some tight ends. They've got Gesicki. They just signed Adam Shaheen. They're looking for more always, of course, who's not, but they don't have a glaring need. The Buccaneers, they're pretty loaded at tight end. Gronk, I think, would like to go back there. Cameron Brate, Tanner Hudson's a good young tight end. But I'm thinking, Jack, who is Jack? Jacksonville tight end, James O'Shaughnessy, right? They got him. but they don't, I'm not even asking you. I'm telling you, Janu, that to me is if, and I know nothing. I'm just telling you that's a fit. That's all I'm saying. Now you grew up initially in the Philadelphia area before you moved to Florida.
Yes, sir.
So, would you have any objections to coming back to the Northeast? And there are so many teams in that area. Would that appeal to you? Is that something that is a part of your past that you'd rather leave behind?
I mean, like I said, man, wherever I may land, I just, I'm kind of realistic and, you can kind of exclude some options, right off the table, just from, being, part of, the business and you kind of know what's going on. I'm definitely never leave any part of Philly behind me, man. I got to take it with me. You know what I mean? That's the hometown, born and raised, half of my life, man. It'll be different to go back to the city. I know that'll be like never ending tickets, man. I'm going to have to get, I'm just thinking about it right now. It was giving me anxiety, but, that's the city of brotherly love, man. And, that's where I grew up. You can never, turn your back on your hometown, man. So that's definitely a Northeast option, man, where I'm from. And, it's 32 teams in the league, man. So it's 32 possible destinations, right?
You went through quite a bit of adversity there in Philadelphia, right? Is that fair to say? I mean, how often do you think of your father now?
Oh, man. Yeah, I always tell people, man, my story could be, a horror story to some, a fairy tale to some. My story was just my story, though, man. And, like a lot of us, man, that grew up in these inner cities, as minority, men. And, having to just face the pressures that come with that, And my father, man, he passed away when I was 5 years old, man. He was a great man. And, I asked my mother all the time, what would Pops be doing if he'd seen me doing this, man? What would his reaction be to this? Because you got to understand, he passed away by the time I was 5. So my memories of him, are kind of vague. So, I just, can live from the pictures and, live from the stories that I hear, man. And, just kind of be proud of the man that I came from.
And for those who don't know, you were 5 when your father passed away as the result of a tow truck accident. And tell me if I have any of this incorrect, right? Am I correct about that?
You were 100% correct, man. Remember my father, saying goodbye to me that morning as he was going to work. And, seeing my next door neighbor just coming to get us because my mom was at work. And, she found out what was going on and, just told her to come over our house and we just had to be over there and, just seeing my sisters and my brothers dealing with those emotions, man. And I, at the time, again, I was 5. So not being able to really register everything, but, just knowing that, my father was gone, and realizing that, he wasn't coming back and I wasn't, going to be raised by the man that, that gave me life and, his different man. So, it was a lot of us, man. So we were tight knit and we got through it.
Are you able to talk about it comfortably or does it make you uncomfortable 20 years later? Because you're 5 years old when it happens. You're 25 now. The circumstances of his death, they sound difficult. And for you to be that age, I can't even imagine what that would be like to lose your dad. Are you okay talking about it now or is it something that makes you uncomfortable?
Nah, man. It's part of life. I'm not one of those. Everybody has, different personalities, But, maybe my story could be, a help to somebody, And, maybe just explaining something like that, could just, I don't know, maybe save somebody's life or just allow them to be more careful, man, or, whatever they do. I don't get uncomfortable talking about it.
What have you learned about the accident over time and what do you know about it?
Well, man, he was my father. He was actually, man, he did a lot of, odd jobs, but this particular job, he worked for the city, for the city of Philadelphia, and he was loading cars, on the bed of the tow truck. And, as he was loading the cars, from what I can remember, from what I can recall, the bed couldn't take that much weight. It was too much capacity. And one of the cars actually rolled back and fell on him. Just one of his lungs got crushed. And it wasn't as, you know, bloody and gory as it may seem. You know, he had an open casket. You know, it's tough, you know, sometimes when I talk about it. But, you know, like I said, again, man, maybe I could, you know, bring light to someone somehow. So, you know, I'm good with that.
And what do you hope that somebody could take out of that? If, again, that story could be used in any kind of comforting or inspirational way, Jonnu?
Yeah, man. But, well, honestly, man, he... you know, just, you know, I know those jobs, man, those guys that wear those hard hats, man, they can be very dangerous. You know what I mean? And, you know, I respect all the union workers and guys up there, you know, just trying to make it happen for the cities and, you know what I mean, yeah. for their towns. And, you know, just be careful, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, just... I can kind of see myself, you know, as awful as it may seem, man. You know, I just got to find light in it. And I could just kind of see myself and my father. Maybe he was just trying to, you know, kill two birds in one stone kind of, you know, situation and just trying to, you know, get as many cars on that bed as he can, you know, make his job, you know, a lot easier. You know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, I don't know what was going through his head, but I just like to imagine that, you know what I mean? That he was just trying to get work done and more work and just trying to be that hardworking man. And, you know, sometimes, man, you know, you may have to do a little extra, you know what I mean? And, you know, job may have to be a little harder, you know what I mean? Whatever it may be, man. So just, you know, take your time and all that you do, and you know, weigh it out, man. Those jobs, man, a lot of guys, you know, get injured on those hard hat jobs, man. And a lot of guys lose their lives. Unfortunately, my father was one of them.
So in asking around about your dad and learning about your dad, what do you think he would feel this week once you sign with a team and get the type of contract that we think that you're going
man,
to get?
He'd be like, man, what kind of truck you getting me? That's what I like to imagine, man. I'd be like, Pops, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I like to imagine, man. Cause he, like I said, he was a working man. So he just would want something where he could haul his tools. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, get the to and from where he got to go. And, you know, he'd definitely be, whether it be, you know, on the other side of the country, he'd be driving that truck all the way over there every Sunday to watch his boy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just what I like to imagine, man.
So you won't be able to get him a truck, but what will you be able to do and what will you want to do once you get this new deal, Jonnu?
Oh, man. My first purchase, man. Oh, I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of would just like to see that thing just sitting in my account. You know what I mean? That's good enough for me right now. You know what I mean? Just knowing that, you know, financially, man, you know, money, of course, it doesn't make or break me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's no good to have that freedom to be able to take care of your family, your loved ones, and give back into the community, man. That's honestly, you know, the next thing on my agenda, you know, was to go back into the cities that I was raised in and, you know, eventually branch off and, you know, just give back, pour in. I actually did a camp in Philadelphia a year before COVID had hit. I was trying to get out there this past year, but, you know, things a little tight. But, you know, and the turnout was great, man. And, you know, all the kids came out and, you know, they had a good time. And that's all I cared about. And, you know, I just gave back into my community, the same community where I was from. And I'm just looking forward to doing more things like that, man. You know, just to be able to show these kids, you know, I'm here. You know, you can get here too. You know, it don't have to be through football. It could be through any, you know, any line of work. You know what I mean? It's about, you know, hard work, determination, just having a grit and desire for what you want. You'll get whatever you want to go, wherever you want to go.
And you have 5 siblings, correct?
Absolutely. Five annoying siblings, man.
I hope their hands aren't going to be out here in the next couple of weeks, Jonnu.
Five annoying siblings, man. I'm the youngest of 6.
And what is it like to be the youngest of 6, particularly when you're about to cash in like this?
I'm going to do something nice for them, man. But you know what I mean? They know what time it is, man. You know, that's, you know, we grew up from the same circumstances, man. You know, rule number one, man, is just, you know, take care of yours. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they know what time it is with me, especially. So, you know, I got an understanding family, a loving family, man. And, you know, I'm definitely do something nice for them. I'll probably, each getting a pair of socks and a tie or something. And nice. Yeah, keychains for my sisters, you know, it'd be all right.
And so where are you going to take in this? Where are you going to take in this entire week? Like, you're going to be in Florida in an apartment? Are you going to get away and try to clear your head? How do you approach a week like this that, as you yourself said, is life changing? What are you doing for something like this?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. I'm doing me, man. I've always been a homebody, man. You know, I'm just you know, grinding. You know what I mean? Hitting that gym. You know, coming back home, chilling with my boys, man. I got a daughter on the way, so she's about to run the household in a couple months. Yeah, man. So it won't be no more of me telling everybody what to do. It's gonna be her. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to dominate as long as I can. I only got a couple more months, man.
You know what they say about a girl, John? Or they say a son is your son till he takes a wife. Your daughter is your daughter the rest of your life.
Oh, man, that's a good saying right there. A son is a son until he takes his wife. Is that what it is?
Yep. Your daughter's your daughter the rest of your life.
Your daughter's your daughter's. That's it right now. That's
right.
That's what's going on. I'm trying to tell my wife, man, like she's going to run the show. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be her. So just get ready. It's my baby girl, man. I got two boys. And you know that the thing with them is, man, like I'm raising boys, man. So this is just me being competitive and the man I am, man. I see them fall, man. You know, they may get a little cut on their leg. You know, I probably slap it or something, tell them get up and keep it pushing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just, you know what I mean? You know, we kiss it later. You know what I'm saying? But I got to see them get that. I got to see them get that, you know, that dog in them. You know what I mean? With my baby girl, man, if I ever see her fall and scrape something, I'll be, you know, trying to cut in front of everybody to get to the hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, so you're saying she's going to run things. So basically, once you pick your team this week, that may be the last decision you make for a long time, Jono. I can tell you that, man. As the father of a girl, that may be the last decision you make for a long time.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited too, man. You know, it's just everybody keep telling me it's different. I think it is. I got nieces in my family, man. It just hit different, more different than my nephews. You know what I mean? Like, when I just see them come up to me, it's a little more touching. Like, my nephews went up to me, I probably punched them in the chest or something. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know what I mean? It's just touching when that baby girl went up to you, man. It's good. It's a warm and heart feeling. You know what I'm saying?
It's a very special thing. When does your wife do exactly?
May. She's doing May, man. So we got a couple more months.
So this is a monumental year in your life. Monumental. You get to hit free agency, sign a big new contract, have your first baby girl. Have you stopped to think about all that this year entails?
I've been thinking about that a lot lately, man. It's a lot of monumental things going on. It's kind of similar to actually 4 years ago, man. I, I got a call. Actually, it's funny because I didn't get an invite to the Senior Bowl initially 4 years ago. I actually went, I was in South Florida training, down here training. And a friend of mine had tickets to the Michigan-Florida State game. And, of course, Jake Butt was, like, the number one tight end coming out that year. And, unfortunately, man, he got injured. So, I mean, at this time, I didn't have a Senior Bowl invite. And then he was on the North's team, man. And I got a call from the guys at the Senior Bowl and told me. They was like, man, Jake Butt went down. I'm like, man, that's crazy. I was literally at – like, I literally saw that. You know what I'm saying? And then that had happened for me, man, and that was just huge for me. And that whole time, I had a son due in March, and then I was getting drafted. I was getting drafted, you know, following month or whatever, you know, whatever. And it was just crazy, man, because, you know, there's so many pivotal moments was happening in my life. And it's kind of similar to what's going on now, too. You know, I got my baby girl coming in May, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's a couple, you know, big days for me and ahead of me, man. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's all a blessing, man. I'm thankful for it all.
Amazing how it all ties together. You know, Jake Butt went to Michigan. I went to Michigan. And after Jake Butt tore up his knee, which I believe he did on the opening kickoff of a bowl game. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was the Florida State. It was Florida State Michigan game. It was down here in Miami.
Yeah, okay. So he did it right away in the game. And I felt so bad for him that I reached out to him afterwards. I had never spoken to him, never met him. And I reached out to him to try to pick up his spirits and kind of cheer him up a little bit and offer encouragement, because that guy had a chance to be a really good tight end. He's a really talented player.
He was a potential first round pick. Hey, yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, unfortunately, man, you know, you know, that injury happened, you know what I mean? And, you know, you had to play for that, you know what I mean? And
but I didn't realize that that led to you being invited to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, it did.
That's
it
the
did.
Sliding doors of life, how one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you find yourself in situations that you are. And look, you know, I get to have you on my podcast this week when you're getting ready to sign with a new team, and I feel honored to be able to do that, Jonnu.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Hey, I wish you a lot of luck this week. I really appreciate you taking some time. Good luck. And again, I really mean this when I say this. I know nothing, but that would be something if it turned out to be Jacksonville. I'm just saying, I know nothing. And I really don't. I like to speak when I know facts usually. I don't know anything here, but that would be a fit. That would be a fit.
Right, man. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to one of your tweets, man. I'm looking forward to one of them tweets. Big payday, put the money signs next to it and everything. I want to see the money bags.
You all send me when you're getting ready to sign, and I will put money bags over there and money signs, okay? That's the deal we have.
You got to throw the tag Easy Money in there, man. That's my Instagram.
Easy Money? Okay, and how do I spell Easy Money? It will be in the, tweet.
Whatever you want to write, you could do easy with the capital E, capital M, all together, one word, Easy Money.
Okay, easy that's money. The deal. You send me the information, that's how the tweet goes out. Easy Money.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I bet. Appreciate you, Chef.
I appreciate you taking the time today. Lots of luck this week, and we will be in touch.
Yes, sir. All right, my God. So,
thank you, Jonnu. I appreciate you, my friend. There is Easy Money, and I look forward to tweeting about Easy Money this week, which will happen early in the week, I would imagine, because he is a 25-year-old tight end. He is gifted. He is talented. He's got 114 receptions in the NFL for over 1,300 yards, 17 touchdowns. And we got that one rushing touchdown, of course, that we can't forget that he pointed out to us. Good luck to Jonnu Smith this week, and good luck, of course, to Kyle Long as well. And it's going to be a crazy week. And you heard me mention to Kyle Long what this week is like. And like I said to him, I used to go to Bristol, Connecticut, check into the hotel, and stay for the entire week. But obviously, we don't go to Bristol, Connecticut anymore. We stay in our house. We work from our house. And last year, at the start of the pandemic, I said to my wife and my children, I'm just going to go to the guest bedroom in the back of the house and use that as my home base. And it was a little bit like getting away from everything. And I want everybody to know, like, this week, it's a significant week in the NFL. There's so much that goes on. And I just want to be able to be on the phone at 2 a.m. and not have my iPhone light up our bedroom and have my wife wake up and say, what are you doing? And we're chasing a story at 2 a.m, talking on the phone, getting texts. Nobody but me should have to be subjected to that. And so we will check in to the back guest bedroom. We will bring a toothbrush downstairs. We will bring down some soap and shampoo to shower in the back bathroom. We will basically check out of family life for the next week. The two puppies we got, that'll be up to my wife and daughter to take care of them. I will be in the back guest bedroom if you need me. Don't talk to me there. Don't bother me there. I will be up all night. And that's how this week will work. It's hell week. It's not an enjoyable week, but it is an incredibly significant week where a lot happens. And hopefully everybody enjoys it. Hopefully a lot of players make a lot of money. Teams get the players they want. It never works out fully that way, but it's a week of hope and optimism, which is one reason that I like it so much. And hopefully people experience more happiness than they do disappointment. All right. We want to thank Kyle Long, the free agent guard, for taking some time. We want to thank Jonnu Smith, the free agent tight end, for taking some of his time. We want to thank my great producer, Christina Buswell, for putting up with me and putting together this podcast once again. And we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to another Adam Schefter podcast. Hope everybody has a great week, a safe, enjoyable free agent week. And we'll be back in this spot next week to look at the biggest moves in free agency. We can only imagine what's ahead. Here's what I know. It's going to be a lot. Have a great week. Be well and stay safe.